Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
With Crown Trade, 97% of painters and decorators agree there's no better paint.
Right, I got a message in from Amy in Waterford who starts off by saying, "Hey Dave, can't find the email for Ask Dave." Well, it's dave@todayfm.com, so now you have it, Amy. But she did text in because she couldn't find the email. And she says, "What happens when two double barrel surnames get married? Can they pick and choose, or do they become a double barrel?" Which is an interesting question from Amy. Well, Amy, the great thing is we have a double barrel lady in our midst. She is Maria Devereux Dunn, living proof that A, it can be done, and B, you don't have to be posh because Maria's common as well.
Hey!
I mean, come on. Look, I'll defer to you in this conversation, Maria, because you now are a Devereux Dunn.
Yeah.
Aren't you, officially?
Yep.
Like, you haven't done any kind of deed poll, like, actual name change.
No.
Do you have to?
I think
you have to. I could, if I had to renew my license or my passport,
yeah.
I could change it. And then once I can prove that I've been using two forms of
your name,
this name, for so many years or a year or whatever, I don't know, then it's just taken as, okay, well, that's your name now.
Right. And say when you go to apply now for a license or a passport or whatever, do you just put down and go, "My name is now Devereux Dunn"?
Yeah, you'd have to give your
marriage cert.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my first question is, how did you decide on Devereux Dunn and not Dundevereux? Which I think sounds weird.
Sounds like a town.
Dundevereux.
Or an action. It just sounded better.
But was there any discussion about it?
No, there's no discussion, because obviously, like, Johnny is still Johnny Dunn.
So he's not Johnny Devereux
Dunn? He's not Devereux Dunn, no.
Well, why not?
We never discussed that. We didn't talk about it. I don't know. I think we're just traditional in the way that he is the man's name, and I took the man's name.
But you're not. You're being, yeah. But you didn't go Maria Dunn. So you were untraditional enough to go, "I want double barreled."
Yeah.
But you weren't traditional. You were too traditional to tell him to get up off his face and change his name to Devereux Dunn.
Well, do you know what the funny thing is? I still go by Maria Devereux in work.
Yes, that's true.
But then at home, I'm Maria Dunn. I sign my son's homework, Maria Dunn.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And you're living a triple life.
On my post, I get post sent and it's Maria Dunn.
Oh my God, Maria Devereux is just a stage name.
It is, that's what it is.
It's just your weird. You had no idea,
oh
guys.
My God, double life, Hannah Montana over here.
It used to be that it was the wealthier, higher status. Not that you're not Maria, but the wealthier, higher status families. I'm going back to Victorian years or whatever. And they would take the wealthier of the two names, and that would be first. So definitely Devereux Dunn.
Of course, yeah.
You know where the money is in that relationship. But that was what happened. So if you were marrying into a well-to-do family, it would be their name and then your name.
Okay.
One of the questions is, do you hyphen? So for example, Rosie Huntington Whiteley is hyphened.
Is it hyphened?
Helena Bonham Carter is three names. So do you hyphen?
No, I don't.
Maria's just a straight up Maria Devereux Dunn.
Yeah.
So you're a Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
And not a Huntington Whiteley.
No. I didn't know she was hyphened, actually.
There's also another lovely trend called mashing. I don't know. It could work for your name. So Dawn Porter married Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah.
And they've mashed her name. And she's now Dawn O. Porter. Like, it's not a joke.
Like, yeah, got the short end of the stick there. We'll just stick an O on my name and that'll count for you.
Yeah.
That's not a mash.
That's a mash. It's not a double barrel. Okay, if she was Dawn O'Dowd Porter, that's a double barrel. But she's Dawn O. Porter, so it's mashed.
Yeah, but it's not enough of the Dowd. There's not enough of the Dowd in it.
I think you need to actually go the whole hog and talk to Johnny about this tonight. You need to go Maria Devereux Dunn.
That's what needs to happen. Yeah.
It's Devereux Dunn. The Devereux Dunns. Guys, we're going to the Devereux Dunns on Saturday. We must wear our finest.
Yeah. I know. And then in the future, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren will be asked, "That's an interesting name. Where did Devereux Dunn come from?
Yes, I've heard of Devereux. I've heard of Dunn. I've never heard of Devereux Dunn. So, Marie, let's fast forward though a little bit, right? Because if what happens if a double-barreled human marries a double-barreled human, right? So let's go to the future. Maria's lovely son, Rian Devereux Dunn.
Yeah.
falls in love with, I've got to make up a person here now, called Melissa Zeta-Jones. Not related to anybody in particular.
No, no.
I'm just saying. And they get married.
I knew he was going to marry Melissa.
Your son's new name could be Rian Devereaux Dunn Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Or Rian Zeta-Jones Devereaux Dunn. Wherever the money is. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. One of you married Michael
Zeta
Douglas.
Zeta-Jones side, I would imagine.
Married Johnny Dunn. But to go back and answer Amy's original question, it's one of these open-ended ones, Amy. You can do whatever you like. Look, it's 2024. Thankfully, you can do whatever you like. There are people who do honestly take all four names in a quadrupled barreled.
Wow.
There are people who choose one of each of the double-barreled names for their kids. So one example I found was a couple that were Mr. Carter Lewis, hyphened, and Mrs. Spencer Smith, hyphened. They married. They kept their own individual names, but their babies are now Carter Smith. So the first bit of the first double barrel and the last bit of the second double barrel.
Oh, and if you're two kids, then you could switch it up and have one kid with one half the name, the other kid with the other half the name.
So it's like, you know, Polly Carter Smith and Jamie Lewis Spencer, but they're still related brothers and sisters. That would be quite confusing. But
what I do like is when people, you know, when they have kids and the kids are going to be husbands, eh? So say Kourtney Kardashian, she never married Scott Disick.
Right.
She has three kids with him.
Yeah.
And the first kid's middle name is Dash for Kardashian because he's a Disick.
Oh,
Dash. Oh my God, Disick. That's why the shop is called Dash.
Dash, yeah. Oh.
I'm going to leave Emer is realizing things.
Yeah, wow.
I did
come
across
so much in the last few months.
One very cool thing, which is, there are now, because it was super posh, there are now lots of extinct quadruple-barreled names, okay? Yeah. But there were, the best as ever, is a five-barreled name.
Wow.
Quint, I don't know, whatever it's called. These were the Dukes of Buckingham and Chandos, and their name was, whatever your first name is, Beamer, Maria, Dave, Temple Nugent Bridges Chandos Grenville.
Wow.
Like, you're so posh. If you have five surnames, like, your teeth are Hello, my name is Rodney Temple Nugent Bridges Chandos Grenville, and I demand to be put into the presidential suite immediately. But that's an extinct family now, and unsurprisingly. Well,
but could we take it back?
Well, if we could, right, let's go back in our family trees. Can we get to five names? So, like, I'm Moore and Sheehy. Before that, I was O'Halloran and I don't remember what my other grandma's name was. No, so I can't do it. I don't have. I'm not well researched over my family tree.
I could be Emer Shannon McGarry McManus Gallagher.
Well, incredible, Maria.
Now that I'm married, I have five.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So Maria Birch Kelly Madden Devereaux Dunn.
There you go. As posh as they come.
I always knew she was the poshest of us.
Definitely is. Amy, I hope that answered your question. And to anyone else like Amy, whoever wants to ask me a question, simply email dave@todayfm.com.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.